Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip. Tonight, we'll be talking about something that I didn't do no homework on the research on, but I want to talk straight from the heart. And I have a big question tonight, you all, brothers and sisters. Now I'd like to know, did we lose our spirituality in this world? Because from the way that I look at it right now, I'm trying to wonder, did we really lose? Because I can't understand and I don't know why things are and how things change. Because from what I see is that everything is just about what's good and appealing to the eye instead of what's good and appealing to the soul. And that's kind of like making me have a different understanding of what this is all about. Because I look around me and I see that there's no empathy and no compassion for nobody anymore. I can't say this with everything and all people, but as I look around me, I see. Because everything is basically predicated on convenience and on the surface and not the substance. And I was just wondering, that's why I asked you all, and I'm just trying to figure it out. Because, I mean, with spirituality and emotions and the yearn and the quest for it, I've always thought that if you had nothing else, you had some spirits to keep you in line as a compass for what you made about who you are. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about religion. I want everybody to understand because it's two things you don't do mainly in America. Let's talk about religion and politics. I'm talking about your spirit, your soul, you know, what you were made of, how you were made, what got you to this point. So I'm just trying to understand what we're dealing with here, you know, a lab in effect, because I'm looking like I'm really lost. And I hope that I'm not the only one that feels this way, because you're seeing so much wars and all types of things that's making us believe that either one or two things, we just lost our way, or either we're in the final days of revelation. So whichever one, I just want to be aware, because to be aware is to be wise and to have a clear understanding of what's going on. Because if you're the only person that something happens to, then maybe it might be really terminal or critical, but it's the same with other people. Like I said, that's the reason why I do this show. I want to make sure that, hey, everything's intact and I got a great understanding. And we can all walk away with a great understanding and probably can cope and learn how to deal with all this mayhem and madness that's going out in the street. Because for me, it's like pushing the envelope is one thing. But when you have that spiritual awakening within inside of yourself, you know the difference and can distinguish between right and wrong, and you'll know what it is and you know how far you can go. But now I guess we can blame it on a lot of things. We can really blame it on social media, I guess, because everything is exposed and exploited. When I was coming up, things were just exposed, you know, from when Laura and Rob was pregnant still in separate beds. You know, and you never understood that, hey, they can still be pregnant and have a baby and live in separate beds. But all that changed when Dallas and Dynasty came on TV. And in the words of the great Don Henley, it seemed like those were the days that it was the end of the innocence. Because after that, for over 30 years now, it's been carrying on that it's okay to be vulgar, decadent, disrespectful, and do what you want. And it's even worse now than the 60s. And if you like it, do it more than twice. Do it four times. So I'm just trying to figure it out and understand. That's all. And hopefully, hey, with the knowledge that we all elaborating on, if we all can share each other's stories about this, then we can be better off than what we are now. Because to me, it's a lot of days and confusion. So I'm just trying to get past that so I know how to function and deal with a society that's looking like it's taking a turn for the worse. Because I remember growing up, man, that can't get enough of your love, baby, wasn't just a velvet poster on the wall with a black man and a black woman in an intimate position with Barry White at the bottom of it. You know, it wasn't just a song. it was really a love cry. Or we can really love each other without the sex, but just love each other. I made that our whole life and our demeanor. And it was better, and we had great results because it was no competition level, and there wasn't nobody just trying to be more than what they are, trying to be one up on nobody. It was more or less everybody had a contribution to want to make everybody have peace, love, calm. And being involved in that is kind of rare, and it's kind of scary because, like I said, you know, I'm not used to this. I'm like a dinosaur. You know, I'm like what you would call a cow out the pasture. So basically, that's my whole attitude and where I'm at. So I just need some insight, you all, and that's why I always come to you all every Wednesday and try to figure all this out so I can have something to look forward to beyond just this doom and gloom. So I would really try to get some peace and some understanding. Yeah, so basically that's it. So as far as that goes, I'm just trying to see where everything is at. And if things are aligned right, then we can move further and get better. So that's basically it. Other than that, because I'm quite sure we all got individual personal testimonies to understand that there are spirits out here, and they're good spirits as well as bad. But sometimes I found out being black in America that mostly, I'd say 85% of our lives are predicated on ignorance, anger, and poverty, which is almost really like bad demonic spirits. But I don't want to get into that because that's another show. But I just want to get a clear understanding. That's all. That's why I come to you all every Wednesday night, so I won't be like out in the cold or lost. So I'm just filling it out. And I hope that you all can elaborate and let me know what's going on. So we're going to talk more about the subject as time goes on. But to see all this anger and guests and violence in the world, it's kind of making me feel really, really, really uncomfortable. Because in so many other places, things, and words, it could be a neighborhood coming to us. You know, without our spirituality, nothing is covering us. You know, it can really get to a point that, hey, everything's a pop-up. And it's really, really kind of scary because when you think about it, it's almost letting the cat out the bag to a point that, hey, everybody in this world and on this earth is vulnerable to all this madness. And if we don't have this spirituality intact, we can't find a compass to keep us all in line. So when we know when to push the envelope or not, because with good spirituality brings great things and great thoughts, make you feel good, not only about yourself, but about others and who you're around and where you're around at. And that's basically the understanding that I've got, because I've had a taste of it and I yearn for it so much to this day. Oh, excuse me. And I can reflect and look up back on it because that was one of the best times of peace, love, and harmony. But as you see it right now, everything is all predicated on just flash in the pan and what the eye candy is about instead of what really got deep down inside. Because a lot of times when you think about it, and we all can think about it, that sometimes all this hype and all this hoopla is really just cover up and distract from the shortcomings that we have inside ourselves and inside our lives. So I never want to be one to use that masquerade as far as having something to hide or cover up. I mean, it's all ebb and flow to me. That's why through spirituality, I think myself personally, you can see the genuine effects of how human behavior and how human kindness all evolves and how it works. So that's why I'm at with this conversation tonight, because it's kind of like really missing something that you had a taste of and you'd like to get back to it, because it was safe, it was clean, it was uncorrupted, and it was something that everybody tried to make a conscious effort to get involved in. And that's why I brought the subject up tonight, because I'm quite sure we all have individual stories to know that without our spirits, we will be dead. You know, it would be like the walking dead, or it'd be the dead among us, however you want to choose it. But at the same level, it was always something that kept us intact. Because I'm not used to waking up and then forfeiting or conceding to the fact that, hey, let's praise vulgarity, decadence, and all the stuff that don't really mean nothing or nothing that can make us grow or prosper from it. Because it's about growth. I mean, if you plant a flower or crops or anything, you want to see growth. You just don't want to flood it to make it where it dies before it even get off the ground. And with lack of spirituality, that's what happens. I mean, you think about the potential and how you put all things in the ground and try to make preparations for this thing to grow, but it's like without the spirituality, it's doomed for gloom. And that's one thing that I don't like. Because, man, it's not made, and this life is not made for us to always find a way to have a frown on our face, or we have dark eyes, or we're insecure when we challenge. I mean, with spirituality, that can combat all of that. We can have a sense of self and feel at home in the things that we do, and what we do, and what we feel, and how we treat people. Because it's more than us than them, when you think about it. Because, I don't know, my numbers might be wrong, but it seems to me 85% running, 85% follows. Let me take that back. 10% running and 5% know what's going on. And I can give a great Erica Badu for that analogy. Even though they said she's crazy and she's out of touch, but she was right. That's a point that was well taken. She's right. It's 85% of us that does follow, 10% that runs it, and 5% know what's going on. And being involved in that mix, it's got to be some type of way that can keep us all together, that can bind for us not to go over the edge. Because if not, I mean, my mother used to pray to me in a Bible back in 1976 talking about revelations. She would sit on the edge of her bed and pray to me. And she was explaining to us, this is what's going to happen in the rapture. And as time went on, and you know, mothers are always right. They don't never tell you nothing that you don't supposed to know, especially when it's not the truth. And now she's been gone for 40 years, but I get the message now. Sometimes it takes people to leave your life before you can get a clear understanding about what they're talking about. And that's where I'm at right now. And that's just what happened. Because, hey, she explained this to me back in 1976 when I was just a kid. And I didn't pay it no mind because I'm thinking that, you know, she on a cult status or something like that. And I took a lot of it for granted, but she was right. All this stuff is coming to pass now. Because when you look around, I ain't never seen that, hey, you can do what you want with no regard. It can't be mad me the Old Testament. You know, after Moses had walked up to the mountains to study after the commandments, and everybody did what they wanted to do. Just, hey, just have a good time. Don't worry about it. And that looks like the direction that we're heading as a world, not just in America. Because in lieu of that fact, there's so much and so many things that you can see that can be incomprehensible to where things are going on now to this day. And it seems like it's lack of spirits and spirituality. Because with spirituality, there's no fear of the world. There's no doing what you want to do. It's a certain standard and certain boundaries that you have as a human being and dealing in this earth and understanding that God brought us to this prom and we got to dance with him. Because sometimes we get caught up and forget about it. So I'm just basically just trying to get the understanding. because I hate to be critical and make a hasty generalization or have a bad influence on what was said and what was talked about. So, you know, for a guy that talked a lot his whole life, I'm just trying to get some real understanding so I won't be looking like I'm just a fool out here. And that's basically it. So when I think about all these things, I just want to just make sure and get it together. That's all. Because as I've seen and how things are done now, it's like I just want to make sure that I'm on the right side of the fence if anything goes down. And that's it. Because without it, it sure gets cold and lonely and really be naked when things are just basically just out here. We just out here. So, you know, I would love to not only share this, but think this, feel this, and hey, exercise it after I found out that, hey, you know, it's basically all good if we all make a conscious effort and a contribution to really, really, really to just be happy. And I figure only through your spirituality that you can really reach your level of happiness. Basically, that's what I felt. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can't be wrong. But at the same time, I want to make sure that, hey, if I am wrong, I know what I'm wrong about. Then maybe I can pick up the pieces and move on and do what's right. And that's basically it. On the real side. So that's why, hey, I need everybody's input put. Make sure that everything's right. Because without it, man, it's a cold and lonely season. And I don't like to be around certain things and people to a point where it can make me feel that I gotta watch myself and do all this other stuff. So that's the understanding that I really need to get. Because without it, okay, keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. You're going to get what you put into it. So that's all I'm saying. So hopefully y'all can get the understanding as well as me. That's my gist. That's just my gist. Mm-hmm. And that's for real. But other than that, we got some positive things that's going on. Because in a situation like this, all we got is optimism and hope, really, to keep us alive and keep us together. But as a whole, I would like for us to get back to the things that brought us to this farm, meaning that, hey, peace, love, understanding, and respect. You ain't got to know nobody to respect somebody. That's all I want everybody to understand. As long as it's in a healthy and positive way, it's not about manipulation, conning, and maligning people. But just because we feel healthy as human beings, because I'm wondering where's the health factor with spirituality, because to me they both go hand in hand. You got to be healthy enough and have an understanding to really enjoy your spirits as well as your health as well. So that's why I'm just trying to figure it out. Don't want to be lost out here because there's so much that can be done, man. Seriously. Because it's getting to a point right now, as being older, I'm finding out more and more, it's better to make a contribution than an attribution. Because with a contribution, that's just about the human spirits that you're helping and loving and understanding how life is and being a human being on this earth. Now, we can take an attribution. We can measure all the materialism and everything that we got to equate success. But the best feeling in the world is knowing that, hey, you went out your way to make things better, not as only for yourself, but for others. Because in giving, with a good spirit, you know, the returns are much, much better and pay higher yields. than to be a person that, hey, well, I'm going to give my donation. No, sometimes it helps us to be in the front line and give some people encouraging words and letting them know that, hey, you know, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Things might get kind of rough right now, but, hey, we can make it happen. And that's what it's all about. It's not always mentioned in what you gave. It's about what you do a lot of times. That's what it's about. Because, hey, it shows. It really does. It shows when you make the contribution you do and you help. You come from your soul and your heart and having a good spirit. You know, because I met a young man one time, man, and I was very envious because I'm never jealous. Human beings never be jealous unless they're demonic. But I met a young man one time, man, I was really envious because I wanted to put myself in a position like he was. He was smooth and groovy, man. You know, nothing ever got next to him. He always had a kind spirit and a good spirit about him. Always had good encouraging words. And man, it's like I had to ask him one day, I said, man, do you ever get mad? He's like, no, man, I just try to live and enjoy life. Yeah, kids, everything. Everything was positive and happy about him. When people like that, I always wonder, did God touch them? Because it's like it's something very special where they don't get upset at the common weight of the world, man. I wanted to hear, and I told him, I said, man, you know what? At that level, I always said I could trade places with you. And I really meant it because the brother made me look with an old, whole new attitude. And I was like, man, if you do this, man, God rest his soul. Beautiful human being, man. Beautiful, very beautiful. You know, sometimes I think about him and say, man, now that's somebody that I wish I could be like, not emulate, but somebody I could really be like, because, you know, like I said, I got a big mouth and a personality, you know, and a lot of times, you know, by being as emotional as I am, because I'm born in May, I'm Taurus, first week Taurus, and a lot of times, man, I can let things get under me that shouldn't be, but that's just my nature. I was like that since I was a child, man. If God blessed me to have that. Maybe that's how he blessed me to overcome a lot of things and adversity. But I look at myself sometimes and say, that's not a good, healthy spirit, bro. And I'll be the first to tell you. Because just like I'm my own favorite cheerleader, I'm my own worst critic. You don't have to get it from nobody else. You can get it from me. Because then you know it's sincere and it's real. It's not fake facade or masquerade, but this is sincere. This is real. So that's basically the understanding that I'm trying to get and that I like, you know, because, man, that's what it's all about. It's just what it's all about. So I'm just trying to get some understanding on this. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Because I didn't do no research. I didn't do no homework on this. I really, really speaking from the heart. Because I would like to know. I really would. I would like to know. And I would like to get some clear understanding so I won't be so critical about how I perceive people. Yeah, and hey, that's basically it. So if y'all got any type of insights, you know, give me a call and we can share these insights so I can get a better understanding because I'm not the only one walking this earth. I'm not like Cain and Kung Fu. I'm really, really, really. It takes a group and a whole community to get a clear understanding of where we're at. Without our spirits, we can all huddle together and band together on anything that's negative or any type of hurt that somebody endured. So I would like for this to be a platform to where, hey, it's something that we all got in us. This has to be awoken again, instead of like it was in the past. So this is all I want. This is all I want. So if it's anybody out there, any callers, please call in so I can hear your thoughts and your insights. So just give me a call. The number is 563-999-3420. Give me a call. Let me get your insight. So then I know what's going on, how things are done, how things are perceived, and not only that, how things, what we really are working with. That's it. So, yeah. Because in it in itself, you know, human behavior can be some funny things sometimes. I mean, we as people sometimes take things for granted, and just the littlest thing. But then it can be a flip side to where we take the littlest thing to be so critical. I just want to make sure that I'm right on point because, like I explained to a friend of mine earlier, you know, about having a big mouth and a personality is two things you really got to avoid in life. That's looking like a fool for what you say or getting jumped on for what you said. Either way, I don't like it, so I like to be accurate when I open up my mouth. So that's where I'm at, and that's all I'm trying to get a clear understanding. So I can be right on target when I say things or mention anything. So that's where I'm at. So I'm just hoping and praying. That's it. So any callers out there, you can call in. Hopefully that, hey, we can get this conversation off the air because, like I said, it wasn't scripted, wasn't no research or homework done on this. This is me speaking straight from the heart, and I like to get an understanding, if nothing else. So if you're out there, give me a call. I'm wide open. Just give me a call. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, I was just wondering, I was looking at the news today, and I was really trying to wonder and get an understanding that, you know, I've seen something that kind of coincides with the conversation I'm having tonight. On the west side, on Pulaski and Madison, and I give it to them, that's a good shopping district over there inside the neighborhood, because they got everything that you need down there. I mean, legally and illegally. I give them big credit and big props for keeping that commerce and community going. They said two people in a truck ran through the door of a store to snatch and grab, but they wound up getting caught. Now, the thing is this. I understand that people are desperate right now and they have to do what they do to survive and get along. Hey, I'll be the first to tell you, I never knock how a person try to make their living or how they trying to live their life. But at the same level, I would wonder, was all of that worth it? Because now they got damage that they did, they finna face criminal charges, and they still didn't get what they were looking for. You must, that means to me that they lost twice. That's like getting caught cheating. You lost for cheating and you got caught. So it's like basically they didn't venture nothing and they didn't gain anything. I'm trying to wonder where was the moral compass set to stop them from doing that? Where was their spirituality at? Where was the spirituality at? So I'm just trying to figure it out. Really, I am, because to me that seems kind of funny. Yeah, that seems really funny. You know, so I'm just trying to figure out those scenarios because that wasn't even worth it. So the thing is this. Without having awakened and alive spirits, to me, that will determine whether or not the moves you make and the shows. That's a prime example. Because if you think that all this stuff is easy and you can just get up and just do whatever you want to do, you're going to have to serve somebody when it comes down to right and wrong and the spirit. Because if not, just go ahead and give it all up to the other spirit, if that's what you're at home with. Because if he can get you to make you make a decision like that to change your life, like smoking a cigarette in 7 minutes, then I guess, and I really do guess, that that's the team you play for. But if you do decide to choose to do that, do it with pride and make sure that you do it to where you get away with it. Don't make it look like, you know, you're imbecilic in the things that you do. Because now you're in a lost place and you look like an imbecile. Why would you think you could get away with something like that? That's not this debt just for decorations. That's there for a reason, man. You know, and shame on you. Because ain't nothing on this earth, and no way that something could get inside me and to possess me to live and love that lie and let me believe and think that I could get away with it. I'm not knocking what that person did, those people did. Don't get me wrong. I never will. But at the same time, that's not practical and good, healthy, spiritual thinking. It ain't. Because I tell you something. Me personally, if it really came down to it, which it might be coming down to it in my life, hey, man, I'd rather collect cans and sell nachos on the back porch before I have to be reduced to that. So it has to be something that really demonic to make you think that that's all right to do that or fashionable, because that wasn't right. Let's just look at it as it is. It wasn't healthy, not spiritual-wise. You know, you're going to tell and you're going to see prosper, being prosperous and wealth on something that you never worked hard for. So I don't get it. I really don't. That's why I say I'm trying to wonder, what are we going to do? Because if that keeps coming up and that's what's keeping us alive, man, I ain't lying, man. Like my mother told me in 1976, sitting on the edge of bed when she read Revelation, if I got to take the mark of the beast, then let me get my table sword out now. We go battle to the death, because I'm not going, man. I'm not. It's just that easy. I'm seeing everything around me showing that it's just that easy. Without no spirituality, what's going to protect you? Because I'm not religious, don't get me wrong, but there's certain things in the Bible I read that stuck close to home to me. When they said, and just like I would never forget this verse in the Bible, excuse me, I would never forget the verse in the Bible, Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. And when it said, God said that when the devil's through with you, and he ain't got no more use for you, you gonna want to turn yourself to your enemies as a slave, and they not gonna even want you. So right now, being an elder such as I am, I'm trying to keep my spirit intact. Because it's one thing we all will do in this world and on this earth, and I guarantee you, I'll put every life saving on it. We all gonna close our eyes for the last time. I don't want to wait to the 11th hour to confess and pray and beg and plead and do all that to be forgiven for the things that I've done. Because I always have to be a conscious and aware on this earth what I am doing. And the only way that I can get that is if my spirits are alive where it can be healthy. And I can really, really come back to what, hey, I was raised with trying to do what's right. Not the Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing, but try to do what's right. That's what I'm concerned about, and that's what's special to me. Because when a ticket do get punched, I can be judged for certain human things, but not spiritually. I don't never want him to judge my spirit, man, because, you know, I just want him to understand that my aim is true, and I'm sincere in my spirit. And that's why I like to get an understanding, because a lot of this stuff that's going down now is really inconceivable in the clear thoughts of a healthy mind and a healthy spirit. Not just a healthy body, but I'm just saying health within the self, man. Because with a healthy spirit breeds a healthy mind. And you don't push the envelope over the edge with a healthy spirit. You still sit down and say, well, you know what? Hey, that's all right. We just go do what's right and just hope that divine intervention comes in. You know, you don't go out your way to make things happen to make it hard for other people, man, or thinking that it's a shortcut, because it's not. You know, in the words of the late, great James Brown, if you don't work, we can't eat. But at the same level, if you ain't able to work, find a way. Because, and I'm going to repeat it again, if it gets that thick, you better believe I'll be in every park and forest reserve collecting cans if I have to. Because they don't discriminate when you owe these people. So I don't have no pride when it comes down to survival. And I would hope without hurting nobody. So I would hope that everybody feel the same way and do the same thing. Because when we have a healthy spirit and we have our spirituality intact, it's more encouragement, you know, and more things that people can really, really stand behind and say, okay, let's do that because it's right. Not, hey, I'm going to stick you up and take your car. You know, just do everything underhand and almost on the realm of demonicness to get what I want. But after you get what you want, does that still keep continuing? That's the question I want to know. Because I'm out here every day with everybody and so many different people, so many different personalities that sometimes dealing in the occupation that I have, a piece of me goes with them just like a piece of them comes along with me and it goes both ways. So I don't want to get caught up in questioning myself, having contempt to forget that, hey, man, you govern by spirit. You ain't governed by demonic spirit to where, hey, I want to get back. No, I don't want to get back at nobody. It's better to respond than to react. Because once I respond, it's over with. We ain't got to look back there no more. So I try never not to put myself in a position where I always have to react. And want to get even. Because getting even ain't getting you nowhere. You're just a neutral. You know, if it's not about anything productive or prosperous, I really don't want to have nothing to do with it. Because, believe it or not, emotion and times are the most priceless value that we all have as human beings. It's not the money. It's not all the other madness. It's the spirit, the time, and the emotions that's really going to weigh with out everything that we're all about. Because as long as you live on this earth, if you're not part of the 10% that run it, you're going to work hard, you're going to get sick, and you're going to die. But somewhere in the form of that process, there's got to be some type of leverage to understand where your spirit lies to keep you motivated. See, if you got a good and a healthy spirit, you can be motivated to do things even when you don't want to. You know, because you got the other kazoo on your shoulder like you used to be in the Flintstones. You got the good kazoo and the bad kazoo. And the bad kazoo will tell you, hey, man, take the easy way out. Don't challenge yourself. Don't sacrifice. Don't commit. Just take the ride, baby. Take the ride. Hey, man. And I'm quite sure we all have encountered that in our lives. We find out that ain't the route to go. Not for me. So it's got to be a clear understanding and a straight parallel and a straight line that we walk. Because it's not to judge nobody, man. That ain't my job. I would never judge nobody because I found out behaviors without judgment. Your behavior dictates a lot of things. That's who you are. So I don't have to judge you. But at the same time, I like it when it was better, when you can go to the lake, take a slice of cheesecake and just watch the water crashing on the rocks without all this craziness or this demonicness, because you're not healthy spiritually to get an understanding of what's going on in this earth bigger beyond what you see. You know, it's never about the surface. It's always about the substance. And that's where I'm at this point in my life, because that's the only way that you can really define people. So, in lieu of saying all of that, to me, it's more important to know that, hey, if you got a healthy spirit, you can help somebody. Because my concept is this with life. I don't have anything to give nobody, but I can help anybody. And that's what gets me, keep me going and being motivated. Because without my spirit being alive, man, I'm lost. I'm in the dark. Do you know, at one point in my life, I thought that I really lost my spirit and I had to go in the closet when it was dark and beg and scream and cry and pray to God to that, don't let me lose that. I mean, my personality was predicated on who I am. It wasn't predicated about what I got and what I could get. And I commit, manipulate and do all that because, believe it or not, I was never fragile. And I can only thank God my spirit for that. There's been certain things that happened to me in my life that I would never bring up to nobody or, you know, make that look like that's a love crowd crutch for me to get over and manipulate you on. Because, you know, we all encountered a lot of things in this world and on this earth. But at the same time, when can we define out who we really are in spite of all that stuff we went through? And the only way that you can get an understanding and get some peace with all that solace and everything is through your spirit. Because the first thing, whatever chain or whatever that you got heartbroken in, is to forgive yourself. That's the only way. That's the best cure. You don't need a priest or a psychiatrist. You don't need to pay nobody $500 an hour to figure out what's wrong with you. First thing, if your spirit is healthy and you have a spirit, is to forgive yourself and try to move on, man. Because other than that, hey, man, you're going to be an overgrown adolescent. You're going to grow old and just never grow up. You'll never be at peace. You'll never find happiness. I've seen it in people, and that's a hell of a lonely road to be. It's like you really dead among the living. I got one caller on the phone tonight, and I like to hear from this caller. But please, if I click in, can you give me a response? That's all I'm asking. Because I've been running my mouth for well over 45 minutes. So I need your help so I won't feel like an alien on this earth. So I'm going to click this call in right now. Hopefully I can get a response. So let's try. Here we go. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Oh, I guess I'm out. We'll try this one more time. Hello, caller. Oh, that's okay, dear. That's all right. Well, I thank you for listening as well. Because, man, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a real beautiful thing to know that your spirit's alive. Because I'm trying to ask myself as well as others, man, I know this. We can never always be perfect in an imperfect world. But at the same time, we need some peace, love, and understanding to know what direction we're going in. Because I don't believe in that Negro love cry. They don't know no better. Well, my mother always told me, I guess she got it from that movie Soldier Story, but she said it way before Soldier Story. She used to always say, hey, just because you don't have don't mean you can't get it. And that goes for anything in your life. You know, so that's what I look at it as, man. It's, you know, to me, stuff like that is inconceivable. Because I learned a long time ago dealing with my daughter when she was in a public school system, you know, dealing with some crazy teachers and principals telling me we can't. Now, hello, Carla, are you on? Sorry about that. I'm getting back to what I was saying. I used to get really fried, and I found myself going back to the public school system thinking when I was sitting in them classes, when a teacher or a principal always would tell me, well, we can't. You know, I used to be kind of rash and brass with them when they used to always throw cane up in my face. I used to always tell them, why don't you, as a human being to another, just say that you can and you won't do it. Just say that you won't do it. Because the last time I checked Webster's dictionary, can't is not a word. It's a contraction. It's a negative with a verb, cannot. Can the verb, not the negative. So, because after you say that for a long time, not only to a child, but yourself, you start believing that. That, you know, there's can't. And what I found out, I just say, hey, there's no such word as can't. I have more respect for you if you don't want to do it. Because that becomes a thinking pattern in your life to always believe that you can't do nothing. And that's not true. Because we can always do whatever we want to do if we believe, but we have to have our spirits right. You know, I'm not talking about Halloween witch spirits. I'm talking about the witch spirits that can motivate you. You know what I'm saying? They can turn around and make a chump into a champ. That's what I'm on. I'm not on all that other stuff. Because I've had so much of this craziness around me, man. It's time to break free. That's it. You know, that's why I'm glad I came to you all tonight. Because it's every Wednesday night. Because football in the World Series is taking over. Well, not tonight, because it looks like Texas is going to finish them off. So you ain't going to have to worry about baseball too long. But I know the football season takes a lot away from the audience. That's why I went to Wednesday night. Because that's what matters. As long as I can reach the people and talk to them and get a clear understanding of what we're dealing with. Because that's where I'm at. Because I don't want to walk this earth alone. I'm not Cain and Kung Fu. I'm not walking to every town drifting and trying to figure out where my master is. Because right now, while I'm in the mix of all this and being a part of it, I can never say that I'm in it but not of it. So I need to know where to navigate, what to do, and how to react and how to respond. Because when I see people got their healthy spirits intact, they're more receptive. They smile. They use the manners. They use everything that was taught to them, and they keep it going. You know, like Conjunction says, conjunction function. You know, we can go up to the mountains. We can go up down to the seas. We should always say thank you, or at least say please. That's what I'm used to, and that's what I love, man. And that's where I come from. So whenever it becomes a day where I can't see that anymore, that's a dark day. That's what I really don't like. Because, man, I was around when things was beautiful. Do you know how I learned about credit in my life? I never went to no institution. I had the cleanest, coolest guy in my neighborhood with a nice car told us how to do it. We sat a group of us down and told us. And this was 1978 when we were just kids, 14, 15. And he was like about 20, 21, 22 years old. And he sat down and told us because he was shocked that he got it. And he had such a good, healthy spirit trying to make a contribution and let us know. You know, you can do the same thing I can do, bro. See, if they gave it to me, I know they can give it to you if you just sit down and plan and take this advice. Get you a jewelry account. Buy you some stereo. Get you some furniture, even if you don't need it. And if you pay on it and they see you like to pay, they can't turn you down. And that's what he showed me. You know, and that stuck with me for the rest of my life because did no institution teach me about that. Did no school teach me about that. You know, my father was too frustrated to even sit down and talk to me about it because he was too busy trying to pay here. You know, and the only thing he ever told me about the credit game is that if you fall short, let them know 2 weeks in advance so they can make the adjustment. Well, other than that, I don't know the essence of doing that because at that time when it was very harmonious in the 70s and we loved each other and tried to make a contribution and help each other along, it was a concept that, hey, we're in peace, love, and harmony, man. Ain't nobody going to get left behind. If you want to know something and I know about it, just ask me and I'll tell you. And that's what I experienced. And that was a great feeling, man, because now that I'm older, I see that, hey, didn't nobody have to do that. They did that because they felt good about themselves and their spirit was healthy. And they had that nice look around and clothes and that fine woman next to them, if you were the guy. Same thing with the women. I don't know about the dudes, but I just know what I experienced. And it was a good, beautiful, healthy thing, man. And I really appreciated and enjoyed it. But that all evolved from a person having a beautiful, healthy, and happy life and had a good upbeat with their spirit. They didn't mean you no wrong. They're telling you something that they didn't get off TV or cereal box. They're telling you this because it's actual and factual. And that's how they did. And they were encouraged to want to see you get better like them. That's what I'm talking about. But that only can come from having a good, healthy spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's for real. So that's what I would like to get back to because, you know, I hate to keep reflecting on certain songs and artists and stuff like that, but I try to make it to where we can get a clear understanding. Because right now, in the words of the great Stevie Wonder, it seems like love and need is love that we need to be. Really. Do I have a caller? Hello, caller. So basically, that's where I'm at. So, you know, that's the thing. I just enjoy and love when people try to help. Because, hey, the tears don't cost you nothing. Tears don't cost you nothing at all. But it's the ones that really, really give you some hope and optimism about keep pushing on. You know, like I said, that comes from a beautiful, healthy spirit. You know, encourage it. Keep moving on. I thank the people that encouraged me to get this show going. Because, you know, I was praying for months and years to God to show me where my destiny was at. And then it came to me one night, you know, jumped up in the middle of my sleep. And it wasn't a bad jump up out the middle of my sleep. It was a good, healthy one. Not because I had a Freddy Krueger nightmare on Elm Street, but a good, healthy feeling when I jumped up in the middle of the night. And I kept asking him, and he was like, hey, why don't you start a podcast? Because you talk a lot. You know, and sometimes you have an insight on some things, and you can probably get some insight back from a lot of people. So this is how I came here, only through the work of God, because I begged him to show me my destiny. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the company I work for. I mean, that company has done a lot for me in my life, and I have to give them credit when credit is due. I love that company, but like Chicago itself, I just don't like the people that run it, because it could be much better. But as far as life changing, I give them all credit for that. It's just that, like I said, you know, I've always thought that I needed more because without it, I felt that I had a void somewhere in my life. You know, I mean, something that I really enjoyed doing. Whether I get a dime for it or a dollar or nothing at all, you know, but just to do something that you enjoy doing. The last love and Jones I had before this was playing baseball as a kid and as a teenager as well, you know, to where you can enjoy something that you do all the time, and then when things really got you down, you got something to come to keep your spirits up. That's why I want to thank everybody that tuned in and listened to me, because, you know, I'm going through some troubled times right now, and as long as I got this, I feel all right, because I can come here and find me some peace within myself. You know, I can find me some peace within myself. Yeah. So that's why, hey, I like to thank you all. And I like you all inside as well. You know, so this is okay, man. You know, and I appreciate you all encouraging words as well for me to keep going. Because without it, man, it would still be an empty void in my life. Well, relating to the topic tonight, I got to start finding myself really looking forward to a healthy spirituality to keep the show going. Because without it, I'm just running my mouth. And I just don't like to be talking just to be talking. So this is something that, hey, I'm really going to take a page in and pay close attention to. And I always remember when I do this show, it's about a healthy spirituality, not being critical or cynical or sardonic. Sardonic meaning that I got stupid facial expressions and making light without saying anything, you know, in my presence and the presence of others. So, you know, I'm trying to eradicate all that and moving on to just, hey, trying to find some peace, joy, and happiness. You know, communicating with the masses. Because as I say, I don't have no master's degree. I don't have a bachelor's. I didn't study no communication, broadcasting, or none of that. This is mostly from my heart. And I just want to share that insight with you all, because if you're tuning in, I know it's from your heart as well. And I really appreciate that. It's just that that's what I'm looking forward to. It's having my own healthy spirituality as I do this and everything else that I do. Because I tell you something, hey, you get to a certain point when you get of age, man, you're tired of swaying like a leaf on a tree and having an empty, boring existence. And, you know, that's where I'm at right now in the point of my life. That, hey, man, I didn't live all these years to just this, be here. Because that's not it. For me, that's not living. Living is tasting, feeling the things that you do and enjoying what you do. That's why I was explaining to people that hopefully if I can make it to this finish line, when it's time to retire and all that, that's why I was explaining to my friends and others that, hey, man, I think I want to go back to school. I'm too old. I said, I don't think so. I say, in the name of really learning and enjoy learning, I will do that. What you mean? Well, for one, I had a job where, hey, it paid me enough money. Without an education, I still managed to maintain a life, raise a child, and do everything I had to do. Got me a piece of vehicles and a brand new pair of underwear every 2 or 3 weeks. So I don't want this just to be it. You know, I really want to enjoy learning and just try to live my life, man, with no pressures or nothing like that. You know, and then having the ability to learn and know how to do something beyond just, you know, a mundane existence. You know, just not boredom, but just mundane. You know, so, and to fill that void. Because I don't want no praises, no accolades for nothing that I want to try to enjoy doing. And enjoy learning is one of the keys to me because, like I said in the beginning, I always had a big mouth and a personality, but I really, really want to enjoy learning to where it counted. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you graduate just to graduate, but I really wanted to learn, to enjoy learning so I could use it in a way that, hey, I feel good about enjoying what I learned and I'm using it. Not just to do it because you have to do it. I don't like that. I never like being in that position. But you have to do this or else you won't do that, you know. But I'm finding out more and more. The only way that this can be accomplished is if my spirits are on a high, right level. I ain't talking about religion. I'm talking about my spirits, what's inside you, what's inside your heart, man, because that can keep me healthy to want to aspire and learn more and keep growing, man, and going. That's where I'm at right now. You know, forget epiphany. Forget revelations. This is something that's been lacking in my life for a long time. And I'm quite sure it's lacking in a lot of other people's lives too as well. That's why I'm not preaching. I'm not standing on a soapbox. I'm just recognizing that it's more to it than a bigger picture to all this. So it's time to get in line and get in tune because without it, man, please. Hey, man, it gets lonely and cold out here when you don't have no direction. You know, because I always remember, at least the act works all year round to know what they're working and sacrificing for. A grasshopper get up when the season changes and fly away. So I don't know. I think I'd rather just build in this anthill. You know, and that's for real. So that's what I'm at. That's just where I'm at. So I hope for all of y'all that listen in tonight that you all can share some things with me and get a clear understanding because, like I said, this was spoken straight from the heart. Wasn't no research, wasn't no homework done on this because, I mean, beyond the paper, you can just see this is one of the only subjects that I ever talked about where you can not only see it physically, but you can see it spiritually as well. And what I mean by spirit is not the wind. I can never see the wind, but I can show feel the wind. I'm tired of that ghetto love cry. Do you feel me? With spirits, yes, I do. Because I can tell if you got dark eyes and got a wretched soul, you're on the demonic spirit spectrum. I'm trying to be on the healthy one where everything is something solid and beautiful and encouraging and uplifting. So basically, that's what it's all about. And I want to thank you all that called in and all you all that listened tonight because it's about time for us to get out of here. And hopefully next week's show that I have you all tune in again because I really enjoyed this conversation tonight, you all. And I'm looking forward to having more with you all. And I really appreciate you all tuning in and listening. So until next week, may God be with you and may he lead you and take care of you. And as it is right now, we finna sign off. And until next week, y'all, have a good one. Bye-bye.